Big Lakes Morning Show. I'm Brad Melke. Got another guest to bring to you here this morning. That would be Sarah Smith, Executive Director of Smiles for Jake. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this snowy morning.
I was going to say, can you give us a road report for us?
Well, they're a little sketchy, but they're okay. Okay. Just, you know, put the headlights on and slow down.
Nothing that a good local Brainerd Lakes area person can handle.
We can do it.
You can do it.
I know it might be one of the first of the season, but we can handle it.
Sarah, you got to tell us again, what do you guys do over there at Smiles for Jake?
So Smiles for Jake, we are a mental health awareness and suicide prevention that started off as a movement to really spread positivity through life-affirming action and listening ears. Really, to sum it up, what we do is we educate around mental health and suicide prevention on the do's and what we can do to watch out for one another. We provide resources if people are struggling and have a need, and we're there. And we really like to partner with the community and bring our education really to businesses, schools, and it's an hour, you know, our education has really become our flagship, and we call it Smile. So we support, we mentor, and we inspire life in everyone.
And I hate to always ask you this, and it brings up the story of the origin of why you guys do what you do. Can you tell us? I'm sure a lot of people may know, but maybe for those who don't know, give us the reminder.
Just like other organizations, we started out of tragedy. We started because of the loss of a son, of a friend, our Jake. And he passed on February 21st, 2018. And Jake remains as our inspiration to really bring these conversations to light and to let people know it's okay. It's okay if you are having brain pain, as we like to call, as we have learned to call it. Talk about it. Reach out for help. If we often say, if somebody walked in and they had a broken arm, what would you say? Hey, how'd you break your arm, right? But if somebody walks in and they're having a bad day or they're going through something with their mental health, it's okay to ask. It's okay to show that you care and that you are there. If you are that person having it, it's okay to, you know, we all go through it, and let's talk about it. Let's provide the resources. Let's get to the places. We're entering the holidays. It's supposed to be the greatest time of year, right? Everyone's happy. Everyone's going to see their friends, their family. Are we, though? I mean, you know, we got the snow today, and I don't really want to be a downer here, but check in on your friends. Check in on your family. And if you haven't heard from them, when's the last time you reached out and said, hey, I love you? Hey, are you okay? Make sure that we're being cognizant of that over the holidays as well.
And I can see, and just from kind of in the past and who I've known and so forth, and people dealing with situations like this similar, it's hard, and I'm only speaking my perspective here. It was hard for me to kind of know how to approach somebody who's dealing with that.
Yeah.
How to say the right thing at the right time so you don't push them away and keep them where you need them to be so that you can find the help they need and to do that. And I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, and you know, and I think it's generational how we have never been taught how to do that. And really, it's just, we are not mental health professionals. We will get you to the mental health professionals, but it's just being a human and being empathetic and saying, hey, I'm not okay today. Can you just listen to me? That's if you're dealing with it yourself. Now, if you see a friend who's dealing with it, it's ask them, hey, you just don't seem yourself today. Are you okay? And as humans, we're like, yep, I'm fine. But then push it. Are you? And so just, you know, keeping those conversations going and making sure that we're watching out for another and getting them to the resources that they need. And if you need some resources, I invite you to go to smilesforjake.org and click on our resources tab, and we got plenty of them there for you.
Is there that fine line of trying to be a problem solver rather than just being a listener?
Oh, I think that's a huge fine line. I think it's, and I think I'm by nature a problem solver, and I've had to stop myself like, okay, all right, Sarah, stop for a second. But reminding even myself to say, okay, we're here to listen.
Right.
It's not, you know, and openly admit it, hey, I can't fix this for you, but I can be a friend and I can be there, and I'm here to hold your hand and walk through it to the best of our ability.
I feel like I'm asking you as Trent, hey, give me all this advice as a counselor, because you have all this information.
We do.
How do you How do you respond to somebody who says, no, I don't want help, I don't need help, even though you know they need help, but yeah. Oh, and if you try to get me help, I'm going to run, you know, that kind of scenario.
So then you just say, okay, is it okay if I check in later? Is it okay if we go and have a cup of coffee and talk about something else? Mm-hmm. Just continuously showing they care. If you have a grave concern, then reaching out to another family member and just saying, hey, you know, maybe they'd be more receptive to visiting with you, but can you just check in? And just continuously checking in. It's hard. There's not, and that's where I see in the mental health world that, again, we go back to that broken arm. This is how you fix it. You put the cast on. This is how it's done. In the mental health world, there's not one answer for all of it. But I genuinely believe having these conversations and reminding people that it's okay not to be okay and to reach out to mental health professionals and look for those resources, that's a good place to start.
And another good place would be to maybe have some fun, learn in the process, and get the word out.
Absolutely. And that's why we're really here today. I love having these conversations, but we do want to let everyone know that our sixth annual Hoppajoki Memorial Cup is coming up fast and furious on us. It's going to be here on January 4th, and we have teams registered. And I'm telling you, if you are a good hockey player, if you're not a good hockey player, join us. It is a 3-on-3 tournament, and it's just pond hockey. It's having fun. We've got a novice division. We've got an expert division, intermediate. Really, it's just a great day, and it's so unique because we do use one of the backyard rink, and then we use Lauren Thompson rink as well as Forest View. But it's just, it's fun. Like these, I call them kids. These kids, because I look around and I feel like I'm the old one in the room sometimes. But these enthusiasts, let's call them winter enthusiasts.
Good. I like that.
We all come out, and you know, it's for a good cause. And you know, you've already got, we're up to major penalty now if you have not signed up. So, which means that we did have a price increase, but you can have a team up to 6 people on your team. So you can be doing your substitutions, and it's $200. The proceeds from this particular event go directly to the scholarship at Brainerd Public Schools Foundation that we give out. So we give out 2 scholarships every year to high school students and that really have an interest in the mental health world. And so those applications will be coming out, I believe, in January. So the funds from this, all the proceeds go right back into education. If there was additional funds beyond what the scope of the scholarship is, it would go into our Smile Advocate education. So it's a great day to remind people that, yes, you know, maybe we'll have a snowy day like this, but it's still fun to be outside, get that exercise, move around, have fun, and really just laugh with friends. There's a lot of bantering. For anybody who's played pond hockey or been around it, there's a lot of bantering. It's fun.
And this is the third year?
Sixth
annual. Okay. What am I saying third for?
I don't know.
Because of the three. I'm seeing the three. That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So 6 years you guys have been doing this.
Well, yes. And I'm only about 18 months into this one. But really, the people who have spearheaded this is Drew Peterson and Alex Hoppajoki and now Courtney DeShane, who are all family members of Jake's, and just started, like, Jake liked to play pond hockey, and so hey, let's honor that. Let's remember him. Let's laugh as he would, and you could see the iconic picture with him sitting laughing on the ice. But you know, again, in the day, it is to really share memories and to keep the conversation going. But it's also about another one of those things. It's okay. Right. Let's smile. Let's have fun. Let's make fun of each other and be a little competitive all at the same time.
So it's happening January 4th.
January 4th.
Of next year already.
Of next year, which is only a couple weeks away already.
So then they should, is there a deadline to sign up, or can they sign up to that point?
No, I encourage you to sign up ASAP.
Okay.
I'm going to say our deadline is going to be probably December 27th because we need to print our brackets.
Gotcha.
So. Yep, but you can find everything. If you go to smilesforjake.org, click on our event tab, or go to our calendar, It's right on the calendar there. It'll take you to the link for registration. It'll take you to additional information. And yeah, we invite you. And if you're not a skater, I actually am not, come and just watch. It is okay. So much fun to watch.
All right. And if they can they call if they want, or is it just preferable on the online?
You know what? They can call at any time. 218-454-0083 is how you get a hold of anyone at Sponsor Jake.
And do they, I mean, is it something where they go, I'm going to have this person and this person and this person, or they just sign up and you can let them worry about people?
I let the captains worry about it.
Sure.
Yep, there's an option to put all the names. But yeah, like I said, and if you're not, we also have some volunteer opportunities that day too. So if you just want to come and support the organization, come and volunteer. We have shifts as short as 2 hours all the way up to 8 hours. So again, you can find all that at smasterjake.org.
Anything else, sir?
Thank you for having us.
Just show up.
Just show up.
Have some hockey fun.
Yes, there'll be hot chocolate.
Wonderful. Sarah Smith, Executive Director of Smiles for Jake. Sarah, once again, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.